Given everything you've heard so far, you may think we have a natural right to pets. But wait a second. Gary Francione teaches law and philosophy at Rutgers University in the U.S. He argues that we have no right to own pets whatsoever.
We cannot justify domestication. We simply can't do it. Whether we're domesticating those animals to be eaten or whether we're domesticating those animals to serve us as pets, we can't justify it.
Okay, now having said that, just at the very beginning of this interview, I heard a lot of dogs barking in the background in your house. You have pets?
Of course I do. I mean, I believe we have a moral obligation to take care of the animals that we brought into existence. I mean, that's a moral obligation we have. Our dogs are all rescued dogs. They come from tragic circumstances. We regard them as refugees. They would be dead if we didn't have them. I'm glad that we have them. I love them dearly. But if there were two dogs left on the planet, and someone asked me, should they reproduce so that we can continue to have pets? My answer would be no.
Okay, but for some people, a cat or maybe even a donkey is the only friend they have. Can need or loneliness justify having a pet?
No, absolutely not. No more so than you could have said the same thing in 1840 about slavery. There were some people who had very close relationships with slaves. And you could say, well, you know, for some people, their slaves are the most significant relationship that they have. Is it okay to have slavery in those circumstances? And the answer is no, absolutely not. I mean, we have a tendency to believe that dogs and cats are all really, you know, they're different from cows and pigs and chickens because, yeah, we might treat them brutally, but, you know, we treat dogs and cats and other animals that we have as companions, non-human companions, very well. And the answer is some of us do, most of us don't. Most dogs end up not in the home they start off in. They end up being dumped at a shelter or being taken to a veterinarian to be killed or dumped on a street. I think there's a really fundamental problem with the institution of pets, and that is, animals don't really belong in our world. They're animals. We're human animals. They're non-human animals. They don't belong in our world. And I think the problem of domestication is, you know, you take animals and you domesticate them and you put them in this nether world of vulnerability where they're really not part of our world and they're really not part of the animal world. And they live in this sort of, you know, strange sort of in-between world. And, you know, I mean, my dogs are dependent on me totally for when they eat, when they drink, when they sleep. They have to hope that, you know, I'm not too engrossed in my work and that I remember to let them out, or that I remember to fill their water dishes. They're totally dependent on me for their entire lives. Most people who know anything about dogs will tell you that they've never met a dog that isn't really neurotic. And there's a reason for that. And there is a reason why cats behave in the way that they do. And they often exhibit and usually exhibit various neuroses because it's very, very difficult for them. They don't really fit in our world. We make them fit in our world because we fetishize them and we want to have relationships with them. But in a sense, it's not something that really, it benefits them to some degree. It's better for them to have a loving relationship with a human companion than be out on the streets. But I do not think the institution overall benefits these animals that we call pets.